Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, here we are once again, sitting before you and your Word, knowing that you desire to teach us about yourself. You want us to know about Jesus. You want us to know your ways. And today, Lord, we yield our spirits to you, asking you to teach us and guide us into the ways of truth, and then, Lord, empower us to live according to those ways. By your Spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is The King's Orders to Haman. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 6, and verse 10. Haman's suggestion has been made to the king that his royal clothing, horse, and crown be given to the man in whom the king delights. He added that there should be one of the king's most noble princes to parade him through the streets and cry out, "Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor." In chapter 6 and verse 10 of the book of Esther, we discover a surprise for the prideful and arrogant Haman, where we read, "Then the king said unto Haman, Make haste, and take the apparel and the horse, as you have said, and do even so to Mordecai the Jew that sits at the king's gate. Let nothing fail of all you have spoken." Our verse begins, "Then the king said to Haman, Make haste, and take the apparel and the horse, as you have said." If we use our mind's eye to see the king, we may watch as he begins his answer. Haman has thought himself so brilliant for conceiving this act of honor, and now as the king begins to speak, he is probably anticipating his great reward. With great expectation, Haman hears the command to get the apparel and horse, just as Haman suggested. But then things changed. The verse continues, "And do even so to Mordecai the Jew that sits at the king's gate." Can we imagine how Haman's countenance fell? Do even so to Mordecai? Mordecai? He was to do this for the man whom Haman hated more than any other in the world? Mordecai, the Jew that sits at the king's gate, was to be the one in whom the king delights? Oh, how embarrassed Haman must have been. Oh, how Haman must have been filled with regret for his suggestion. And oh, how Haman's heart must have overflowed with unbelievable disappointment. However, that wasn't the end of the king's command, because there is more. The verse finishes, "Let nothing fail of all that you have spoken." Haman's suggestion for honoring was so thorough that King Ahasuerus didn't want him to miss one aspect. Nothing that Haman thought would be great for the man whom the king would honor was to be missed. Haman had given the king specific instructions, believing that he would be the one receiving the honor. However, the tables were turned upon him, and he was now to give this reward to Mordecai. Can we not see the hand and humor of God in this part of our story? God is so involved behind the scenes that he has used the very enemy of Mordecai to bless him. Haman thought he had everything in control. He thought himself to be superior to everyone else in the kingdom, to the extent of being better than the most noble princes. And now he was going to suffer the embarrassment of leading Mordecai, his arch enemy, through the town while crying out, "Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor." If we will ponder this for a little while and think about the turning of direction for what Haman had planned, we may realize that God will also deal well with our enemies. Mordecai had rebelled against Haman, and he was hated by Haman for it. But God stood in Mordecai's stead and brought shame upon his enemy. Next time, we will see Haman fulfilling the king's command. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. in Jesus' name.